It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, Cougar Nation. Welcome on into Cougar Sports Saturday here in downtown Salt Lake City, Utah, broadcast house. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte with you for the next 3 hours, talking all things BYU sports. And we've got a loaded show for you. So much to unpack with BYU basketball as the Kevin Young era is off and running, and there's so much to be excited about for Cougar hoops. We'll also get to BYU football as the NFL draft is going on. Rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7 taking place today. Where all the former Cougs going? We'll have some interviews with Trevin Nell, and then Brody Kozlowski joins us live. So much to get to, man.
So much to get to, and also we're rolling out a lot of, maybe not a lot, but a few new segments, a couple rebrands. So this feels a little bit like we're mirroring BYU basketball, Mitch. They have a new era, and this is another new era for us here on Cougar Sports Saturday.
The starting lineup. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the starting lineup on Cougar Sports Saturday.
Let's get to the starting lineup. The biggest story of the week, Mitch. Richie Saunders and Dallin Hall returning to BYU basketball. Let's just start with this because there's so much to unpack with these additions to the basketball program. Because for a minute there, it looked like they could be without both of them heading into the first year of Kevin Young at the helm. They both return. How surprising was it from your vantage point that both of them opted to run it back with BYU?
It was surprising that Richie Saunders decided to run it back. I think a lot of Kentucky insiders felt like that's a done deal.
He had a 247 crystal ball to Kentucky.
he did, and there was many around Kentucky that felt that is signed, sealed, delivered, the hug, the embrace from Leanne Pope and Mark Pope in Lexington. It's like it's done. But, you know, Richie Saunders comes back to BYU, so I was a little bit surprised there. Wasn't as surprised that Dallin Hall came back, but still, I think it's surprising because you look at both of these guys, they had options, a lot of options. You think about this, BYU retains two guys that turned down Kentucky and Duke. Just say that out loud, and that sounds pretty big time for BYU, and it can be easy to sometimes overlook just retaining your roster in this era. You know, and Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders were guys at times, particularly Dallin, that took some criticism, I think, from BYU fans, but still long-term, and these guys have a chance to lead year one of the Kevin Young era to a spot where they could be an NCAA tournament team. I don't know if I'm willing to place any higher expectations than that, but getting these guys, you can say, yeah, this is a team that's built to be dancing next year once again.
It was the most important additions, I think, from, look, Colin Chandler would have been great, but we never saw him play at BYU.
Sure.
Whereas, and would he have just been so great off his mission that he would have elevated above Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. You just never know with the return missionary. These two guys, though, were highly impactful last year. They have some continuity with this roster, and they're experienced players, too. As we've seen college basketball shift through the decades, right now, the current success formula, Mitch, to winning in college basketball is continuity and experience. You saw that from Purdue and UConn, a two-time back-to-back champion. That wasn't just a bunch of talented freshmen winning an NCAA championship. There's guys on that UConn roster that will not play in the NBA. There's guys that will be lottery picks too. Like, you can't just not have any highly talented players and get to the highest level of the sport, but you've got to have great experienced role players. That's where college basketball is. And you just brought back a junior point guard and a junior guard slash forward. That is big time for how I think you look at what this team can do next year. I was surprised at the timing of it too, because In Richie Saunders' case, it did feel like, because earlier in the week there was that photo at the airport with Coach Pope in Kentucky, and it felt like every day that he didn't commit to them, it felt more realistic that BYU was getting back into the mix.
Sure.
So I felt like there was some hope right before he announced. With Hall, he was previously on a visit at Creighton, and you have Stephen Ashworth of the Blue Jays tweeting about Hall being on the golf course and coming out to Creighton. And then, was it like a day later, 18 hours later, I'm running it back with BYU. Like, that was pretty cool. And what a coup for Kevin Young to juggle what he's doing with the Suns and to sell these guys on a vision. Because if you don't have the ability to sell them on their pro prospects and what kind of role they're going to have on next year's team, they don't come back, and then you're looking at a rebuild, like a total gut job. But now you get those guys back. I think they instantly become starters under Kevin Young year one, and now you can go back into the portal and fill out a few missing pieces. And to your point, Mitch, with those guys back in the fold, it feels like they've got the pieces to get back to the tournament.
What's also notable, too, is that no player from BYU's roster has transferred to Kentucky to follow Mark Pope. Now, I know Mark Pope probably faces pressure of, you can't just become BYU East, at it's Kentucky. You know, like that's not going to be good enough. Even some of their fan base, just following what they're saying on social media and whatnot, they're like, Richie Saunders, Colin Chandler, why are they just becoming BYU guys? And I know Chandler probably could be the one exception there that followed him. But as far as last year's team, no one has followed Mark Pope. Ali Khalifa goes to Louisville. It could be Jackson Robinson, who announced today that to ESPN that he's going to enter the transfer portal while still maintaining his option to pursue the NBA. He had until May 12th to enter the portal. BYU players get a little bit of extension because Mark Pope there was a coaching change there. But outside of Robinson, who I think all of us looked at probably not going to be back next year anyway, to retain this roster, great job by Kevin Young,
yes,
who made number one priority, retaining the roster. And as of right now, Noah Waterman, Trevin Nell, Trey Stewart, Foos, Dawson Baker, who announced he's coming back, Dallin Hall, Richie Saunders, you're all coming back. And this team last night was in Phoenix to see Kevin Young's Phoenix Suns. Not a pretty game, but still pretty cool to have a sitting, you know, head assistant coach showing his college guys what NBA life is like.
And they all got to meet Devin Booker pregame.
That's right. Richie Saunders was not there in Phoenix. He was traveling abroad. He'll be back with his wife coming up in early May. So he drops that announcement while he's out traveling. What a moment for him. Just, you know, sends BYU BYU fans into a frenzy, and they just enjoys his vacation.
To be fair, did he hit send, or did BYU hit send and then add him as a collaborator? Anyway,
yeah, probably Shauna Hal, the creative director of the basketball, making those edits. But, you know, it's exciting times for BYU, because you just think about a couple weeks ago, Matt, so many fans were just feeling like
down and out.
Well, they just felt like, oh, there was a chance to be a top 15 team and to be a really good team next year. And then you have all this sweeping change, and there was this feeling of Pope's just going to take everything with him. That's not the case.
No.
And I think there's still, even in this world of NIL, where money is just in the front and center. And look, Richie Saunders and Dallin Hall got deals. They're not just coming back for
nothing,
for free. They're getting some money. But
don't you feel better, though, about paying money to guys that have carved out a role?
Well, that's what I was gonna
and
say.
Done it at your school.
BYU still is a brand that has an ability to retain, because there's a lot of guys that dream of being BYU guys. Richie Saunders, in his entry to the portal, it was pretty heartfelt, those words about how excruciating it was for him to the idea of leaving BYU.
Right.
That was just tough for him. And Dallin Hall was probably tough, too. I mean, these are BYU guys. These are return missionaries who become very good, not just good players at BYU, but some of the best players in the Big 12. You look at last season, Richie Saunders, he was third in offensive rating in the entire Big 12 last year, behind only Kerwin Wallen and Jalen Bridges from Baylor. Like, Richie Saunders is an impactful guy. And what's exciting, too, about both these players, they have so much more room to grow.
Yep.
And with a guy like Kevin Young, who's going to think outside the box and not just do the same things, I feel like it's an intriguing storyline to see what these guys can become under Kevin Young.
It really is, because in the case of Richie Saunders, I think he made a brilliant decision, Mitch, because I've been watching the NBA playoffs a little bit more. You got the Kevin Young angle.
Sure.
The Lakers-Nuggets matchup's been fun. We obviously have a rooting interest growing up as Lakers fans.
Fun? Lakers-Nuggets?
No, that has not been fun.
Okay, I was just saying, like, it's terrible.
It's been a fun series from an entertaining perspective, sure. Even though we're on the wrong end of it.
Sure.
Jamal Murray game winners, et cetera.
Sure.
But Richie Saunders, to me, maybe even more so than Dallin Hall, I think has the chance to be an NBA player because of the 3-and-D capability and the position that Richie would occupy at the next level. He would strictly be a shooting guard at the next level, but there are guys with that kind of motor in the league. Like, could Kevin Young help him become a Alex Caruso-type player who's a first-team all-defensive player? So, and look, Dallin Hall, too.
See, I think Dallin could be a future NBA.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I just think Richie has a more defined path because...
And he's 6'5".
He's 6'5". You could be... Size won't be an issue as a shooting guard, and if you're a great defender, you can get to the league. Dallin, the only thing against Dallin for me from an NBA perspective is the point guard position has become the most athletic position in the NBA. Is he going to be able to guard Jamal Murray? Like, not a lot of guys can. That's my only concern. But yeah. I think he's got the potential. And under Kevin Young, develop him. But I love that Kevin Young has put the emphasis on retention and development because these guys, there's a lot of room for improvement. And if they take another step forward as juniors and seniors, they could realize their pro potential and have a lot of success at the college level. It was a brilliant move by both of them because there's a really unique opportunity at BYU right now, something BYU has never had. We cannot emphasize this enough, Mitch. BYU has never had a coach that can sell the NBA. Never. Legitimately. Like, Mark Pope could not sell the NBA. He did not put anyone into the league at UVU or BYU. No one was drafted under Mark Pope. And Dave Rose just had Jimmer. Like, this now, under Kevin Young, is a place where he can say, I have developed guys outside of a Devin Booker. Hey, Grayson Allen, he came to me, and I got him a 4-year, $70 million deal. All right, his 3-point shot jumped up big time. Like, that is a big selling point. It's going to be fun to watch, and I think it's smart by Hall and Saunders to have come back and to check that out because it is a unique opportunity. It's a blank slate, Mitch, and there's a guy who has a proven record of development. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Let's take our first break. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined live by BYU signee Brody Kozlowski, who announced his commitment earlier this week. We'll discuss that news, and also break down this roster in greater detail as Kevin Young's first team is coming together for BYU. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports.